So a new study just found that 87% of companies using AI are potentially breaking privacy laws without even realizing it. And the scariest part, most of their legal teams think they're fully compliant. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, the privacy utility deathmatch that nobody's talking about. Here's what's happening. Companies are caught in this impossible situation where they need massive amounts of data to make their AI systems work properly, but privacy laws are saying absolutely not. Take what happened last week with that financial services company in Germany. They got slapped with a multi-million euro fine because their AI was making credit decisions using what the regulators called non-transparent data collection. The company argued they needed all that data to make fair lending decisions. The regulators basically said, not our problem. Here's where it gets interesting. Most organizations are trying to solve this with synthetic data, artificially generated information instead of real customer data. Sounds perfect, right? Except there's a nasty catch that emerged in a study published Monday. AI systems trained on synthetic data are showing significantly worse performance, especially for minority groups. So now companies have to choose between privacy compliance or algorithmic fairness. Talk about being caught between a rock and a hard place. And honestly, I think this is just the beginning. We're watching the collision of two unstoppable forces, the data hunger of modern AI and the global privacy regulation wave. Something's gotta give. But here's the thing, while everyone's freaking out about consent forms and privacy policies, something much more concerning is happening quietly in the background. De-anonymization is becoming trivially easy with AI. Remember when companies would tell you, "Don't worry, we anonymized your data"? Well, that promise is basically worthless now. A research team at Stanford demonstrated last month how they could re-identify supposedly anonymous users from a healthcare data set with 96% accuracy using nothing but a basic large language model and some publicly available information. What used to require a team of data scientists and weeks of work can now be done by a single person with the right prompts in about 20 minutes. Let that sink in. The really wild part is that this isn't just academic. OpenAI just got hit with a $15 million fine in Italy, partly because their data protection wasn't robust enough against these kinds of re-identification attacks. And the Italian authorities specifically mentioned that traditional anonymization techniques are no longer sufficient protection in the age of AI. So we've reached this bizarre point where the same technology that's creating the privacy problem might be the only thing that can solve it. Some companies are now using AI to detect when other AI systems might be compromising privacy. It's like fighting fire with fire. Quick hits before we go. The FTC just announced they're investigating three major tech companies for using AI to track children's online behavior without parental consent. A startup called Privacy Shield raised $42 million to build AI that automatically anonymizes data before it even gets stored. And apparently, according to a leak on Twitter, Google is working on a new privacy-preserving training method that never actually sees your raw data at all. That's your blend for today. When you step back, what we're really seeing is the fundamental incompatibility between how AI learns and how privacy laws were designed. Something will eventually have to change, either our expectations of privacy or how we build AI systems. My bet, it'll be a bit of both. I'll see you tomorrow.